Big-ticket gas pipelines and other energy projects pending in the Ohio Valley have largely been in limbo because the federal body that issues permits had too many empty seats. Those projects might soon move forward again. The Senate has approved two Republicans nominated by President Trump to serve on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. Glynis Board explains what's at stake in the region.
The commission will soon have enough members to do official business, thanks to a vote last week approving Senate aide Neil Chatterjee and Pennsylvania utility regulator Robert Powelson as members. The vote was unanimous, but not without controversy. Protesters disrupted a subcommittee meeting leading up to the vote. Chatterjee has been Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's go-to aide for energy and environmental issues since 2009. Chatterjee was largely instrumental in aligning Republican support of the Keystone Pipeline and against the Clean Power Plan. Pennsylvania's Robert Powelson was highlighted in the news earlier this year for describing those who would oppose new pipeline projects as jihadists. He later apologized for that comment. FERC's website lists 14 pending pipeline projects throughout West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, including the controversial Mountain Valley, Atlantic Coast, and Tennessee gas pipelines. Pipelines intended to transfer shale gas south to the Carolinas and to export ports in Virginia and even the Gulf of Mexico. Industry supporters are hopeful that expanded infrastructure will improve the region's economy and bring greater energy security as well as cleaner energy to the country. Program coordinator with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, Robin Blakeman, is worried pipeline projects will be approved regardless of whether or not they're needed for domestic production.
They were hastened through the process of confirmation in a way that was alarming, and we feel like they will continue FERC's tradition of rubber stamping a lot of interstate pipeline permits.
Trump has promised to boost energy production and exports as part of a bid to establish energy dominance for the United States. But FERC's vacancies have hobbled the agency's ability thus far to make decisions. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.